At the State Department today, heroism long unrecognized is finally being rewarded. The American Foreign Service Association is posthumously honoring Hiram Harry Bingham IV with an award for constructive dissent. In the years before the United States entered World War II, Bingham was a Foreign Service officer in Marseille, France. The Nazis had occupied France, but still maintained diplomatic relations with the U.S. Resisting State Department directives, Harry Bingham helped thousands of Jews and others who were trying to escape the Nazis. Among those he assisted were well-known artists such as Marc Chagall and Marcel Duchamp. Only after Bingham's death in 1988 did the full extent of his heroism come to light. His son Bill Bingham discovered the evidence in the family's Connecticut home.
One day, I found in a hidden area behind a fireplace, he had hid this package and wrapped it up tightly, and it said Private HB, my dad's initials, and I opened it. And inside this package, there were letters from Marc Chagall, letters from people in the underground, photographs from concentration camps that he had been to, and my father's journals, and that's how I discovered it.
Can you explain exactly what it was that your father did to help these people, both Jewish people who were trying to get out and anti-Nazis who were trying to get out of France at the time?
He did many things, but the primary thing that he was involved in, the thing that he had to keep secret, was he was a strategic planner with the underground, with the resistance in France, and with the Jewish underground, the anti-Nazi German underground who had fled to southern France. He used his diplomatic home as a place for planning and implementing operations for smuggling refugees from France into Spain and to Portugal and to North Africa and wherever they could get them to.
And that was the actions that he took that were in direct violation of State Department policy.
Exactly. There was an order came down after the first group of refugees, including Franz Werfel, who wrote Song of Bernadette. He was a screenwriter. Amma Mahler-Werfel, the widow of Gustav Mahler and a number of other people, all got across the border. Apparently, the Germans found out about it, cabled the State Department in Washington, complained that somebody in the embassy, or the consulate, rather, in Marseille, France, was helping with the smuggling operations. And the next day, a cable came back ordering the diplomatic people not to help in the smuggling operations or do anything illegal. By that time, my dad had a house full of refugees that were wanted by the Nazis, and he decided to stick it out.
What effect did all this have on your father's State Department career?
When they really found out what he was doing, they transferred him out of Marseille, France, where he had been the head of the visa office. So his stamp, his signature alone could help you get out of the country. They moved him to a different position in Portugal, where he was able to do a little bit of good. Then they moved him to Argentina to a very boring desk job in the business interest section. But he maintained his contacts with the underground. And when the flow of Nazis and Nazi assets began going to Argentina, he became very upset about that. He reported that. He agitated in the State Department to try to get them to do something about it. They failed to do it. And ultimately, he resigned in protest.
And this was viewed by him, I gather, or by the family as a sort of humiliating failure? He wouldn't talk about it?
Well, first of all, he lost his pension. He had 11 children. So my mother was always very frustrated because he lost his job. He was going through his assets. He had inherited a considerable amount of money, and he was basically running out of money. He became very frustrated, and it became very difficult. He died with virtually no money in the bank. We had a family farm that we still own, and the rest of the family thought he had screwed up his career by helping Jews, which they thought was admirable, but by being so self-righteous or righteous that he ruined his career. And when he had 11 mouths to feed, they thought that was a pretty stupid thing.
How did you children view it? What did you know about it?
Oh, I mean, we thought it was a wonderful thing, but we weren't really allowed to talk about it. It was a subject. Number one, my father kept it secret his whole life because he had defied State Department orders. My mother's first words when the subject came up at the dinner table was, "Your father never broke any laws." When I mentioned that to a member of the team, he laughed and laughed and said, "Your father broke every rule in the book, every law in the book to help us." But people covered for him. We didn't really know what he had done. And so my discovery and bringing it to the Holocaust Museum, he was honored at the UN last year, we think it's absolutely wonderful. And I just hope it inspires people to take risks, to support human liberty wherever it can happen. That's why I think this story is so important.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Bill Bingham, his father, Hiram Harry Bingham IV, is being posthumously honored today at the State Department with the American Foreign Service Award for Constructive Dissent.